I'm glad you joined us on the record today. It has now been 1 year since Seattle Mayor Ed Murray declared a state of emergency on homelessness. A lot has happened in that year. I asked Mayor Murray how much closer we are to a solution to the homelessness crisis.
Well, I think we've been able to increase the number of services we're providing by 40% in our funding, including the package we're sending to council right now. We're increasing and have increased shelter capacity by more than 10%. We're in the process of doubling our outreach to people who are homeless on our streets in this city. But having said that, the crisis in this city, in suburban towns in this state, and throughout the West Coast continues to grow.
Let's talk about the city for now. Could Seattle just spend way more money on housing and trash and needle cleanup, on police patrols? Is it a matter of money here?
You know, part of it is an issue of money, but part of it is, you know, Seattle's not a bubble isolated from the rest of the country. People move here all the time. Most people are from somewhere else. Some people move here and lose their job and become homeless. Some people move here are addicted. And end up on our streets. And so, you know, it's not just the idea that Seattle alone is in a bubble can solve a problem that exists in our suburban cities, exists throughout Western Washington, exists in Portland and San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Well, what you control is Seattle. Why not put a homelessness levy on the ballot and put more money at it?
I've actually talked about that, but I think one of the questions we have to ask ourselves, you know, we have seen almost half of federal money over the last 30 years for affordable housing and homelessness go away. We've seen addiction and mental health services cut at other levels of government. The question is Seattle now going to take on a responsibility in areas it hasn't traditionally taken on? Are we just going to say we've given up on the state? The county doesn't have any money because of its broken revenue model. The feds are done with helping cities and towns. And the cities and towns are all on their own. The answer to that may be, yes, that's America we live in today, and so each city is on its own to raise as much money as it can. But I don't believe, I think Seattle can be part of the solution, but at some point you need to ask the question, is this problem the creation of a single city, and so should that single city solve that problem? And I think the answer is clearly no. This is a national epidemic, and we can be partners in solving it, but we do need other levels of government to step up.
The neighborhood group Safe Seattle has described the unauthorized camping and sleeping out in the city and the crime that sometimes happen. They've used the word anarchy. What do you say?
So I agree, and I mean, I don't support unauthorized encampments, particularly in our streets and our sidewalks. We are moving in a way as humanely as we can to move people into services, and for those people who refuse to move, to simply move them out of areas they don't belong. It's not easy because, again, if you look at the roots of this crisis, let's take one example. 50% of the people who are addicted to opiates in this city, 50% are homeless. And if you look at our homeless encampments, early data indicates maybe as many as 80% of the people who are in those unauthorized areas where they're camping are addicted to opiates. When you have a growing national heroin epidemic, if we don't deal with treatment and an expansion of the treatment, and I really want to thank President Obama for having a huge ask in his budget, and I hope Congress passes it after next Tuesday. If we don't get that level of help, a city alone is not going to be able to get on top of this.
You have proposed, and there already are some authorized tent camps. As for unauthorized campers, some city council members say moving them from place to place just increases their hardship and doesn't solve the problem. What do you say?
Well, let's talk about an example, the area called the Greenbelt, sometimes called the jungle. What did we have in that unauthorized encampment, as we see in many? We had some of the most violent crime in the city. We had murders. We had rapes. We had human trafficking. And we went in there, and each individual was reached about 37 times, and folks were offered services. I think roughly, and I'm going to give you rough numbers here, about a third of the people, maybe a little less, actually took housing or services. The rest didn't. So when we're doing that level of outreach and people won't move and they're in an area that's dangerous for them, for the homeless, and in this case the freeway was suffering some serious damage and the state needs to work on it, then I do think we need to move people. I don't think that's moving people around.
What about places where there no one is in imminent danger? Can you let those people be?
Well, the question is, I'm not sure what areas you're talking about. I'll tell you, if we're talking about our parks and our sidewalks, I believe that's a mistake. You know, we have kids in the city who are poor enough that their experience of the outdoors, their chance to recreate, will be in our parks and in our community centers. I don't think we need to pit needs against each other. We are trying to identify land that's not being used, which is very hard in a growing city, that will be safer for folks who are homeless. But it's a challenge.
The city hired a national homelessness expert who said that authorized tent camps, she used the word unconscionable, because they delay the bigger solutions that you want. Do you believe her?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I hired her. And I think the most regrettable thing I have experienced since I've been mayor is we have now been told by outside experts, we've now been told by the Obama administration, that Seattle King County focuses on the wrong end of the system, and that is shelters. And, you know, if you have a council meeting on shelters, the place will be packed. If you have a meeting on actually funding the part of the system that works and starting to shift that funding there, the room will mostly be empty. So we as a city are involved in the wrong end of the conversation. And as a result of that consultant's recommendations and other recommendations we've received, we are changing how this city, in conjunction with the county, deliver services so that we can actually do something to bring the numbers of homeless down.
Those bigger solutions, housing, outreach, better tracking, those are also longer term solutions. What will homelessness look like in Seattle, say, in one more year?
Well, my hope is that at least, you know, by the end of 2017, that we have housed the estimated 500 families that was with school age children, that we have housed at least those folks in the next year.
How long will your state of emergency continue?
Until people stop dying on the streets from being homeless. You know, I need to point out, you know, before I became mayor, there was a plan called the 10-year plan to end homelessness. And in that 10-year period, they had identified and they built every single unit that was identified at the beginning of that 10-year period to end homelessness. And at the end of that 10-year period, the problem was only worse. We are dealing with a series of issues here, from a lack of mental health treatment, a lack of addiction services, the income inequality crisis that is in every part of this country, the fact that almost every county in America has a housing affordability crisis. What we see on our streets is a symptom of a bunch of problems that we as a nation have not addressed.
Finally, Mayor, will you ask voters for more money for homelessness?
Well, it's a question that I think we need to consider. What if the federal government is unwilling to be our partner? What if there isn't a significant infusion of funds to the county from the state for mental health? Then I think we're going to have to ask ourselves, should we go out to the ballot and ask the voters to pay for more services? You know, the county and the city together are the number third, we're number three in the money that we spend on homelessness in the nation after L.A. or New York. So I'm willing to look at that, but I think the bigger question we have to ask ourselves is are we as a nation willing to address the issues of affordability, of mental health, and of addiction? Or are we just going to continue to cut and let those programs atrophy?
That's Mayor Ed Murray, taking stock of the state of emergency on homelessness that Seattle and King County declared 1 year ago.